Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I pray that it be real food, food that nourishes your body and your soul, food that can lead you in the right direction. Strength will come from that food. The food of God's Word will come with strength for you to enable you to carry out His will and His purpose while we live on this earth. So open your hearts. You really are not just living for now. You're living for the future. Someone wrote, God's will, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Think of that. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. God's will. And that's part of what needs to happen in each of us, is a desire to live God's will more. When I was a small child, of course, I didn't understand all that. But by the time I was a teenager, I remember one day when I had my head on straight, I think, and I just thought, God, if Jesus loved you and did your will, then I want to love you and do your will too. And that's not a small thing. That's giving up your own desires. Now, many times God says nothing, but every once in a while, it's like being tapped on the shoulder. I don't mean I feel it. It's just a sense that I'm being tapped on the shoulder, and just it'll be a half sentence, but it leads me down a whole other track. And so often, it has led to very good things. So I want to encourage you. We want God's will. He gave us free will. We're allowed to exercise that free will. It doesn't mean, should I go to dinner now or whatever? It doesn't mean that kind of thing. But it does mean, how am I serving my wife or my husband? How am I caring for my children, my friends, and my workplace? Is it difficult for me? Lord, would you give me strength? Help me. Once you bring God into the equation, you'll begin to understand more deeply the way in which God uses even difficult things to bring you closer to Him. That's just one way that it can happen. So please, open your hearts to Him. You're not going to hear vocal words. You're not going to hear something audible. But there'll be a strong thought in your mind, and you thought, well, I never thought that before. At least that's sometimes the way God speaks to me. It's just a thought comes to my mind, and I think, what's this? I never thought that before. And it turned out to be very helpful. That doesn't happen very often, maybe once or twice a year. But I want to follow Him. I want to follow Him closer and closer. And that's what God wants for each of us. You, me, all that I know and love, all the people of the world, really. That's what He wants, is that we follow Him. So let's take a look at the prophet Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 9, and then verse 12. The angel brought me, Ezekiel, back to the entrance of the temple of the Lord. And I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the right side. Then when he had walked off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee deep. And again he measured off 1,000 and had me wade. The water was up to my waist. Once more he measured off 1,000, but there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, Son of Man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river, I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Arabah and empties into the sea, the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." God is providing. God loves us. God wants to care for us. God wants to reach out to us, and he wants us to live in the truth. He wants us to follow him. And even if we have difficulties in life, we will have a much stronger, an infinitely stronger source of care and love from our Lord. You won't see him, and you probably won't hear him, but you'll know as things change that God had to be in that to change it. Sometimes we can get ourselves in very difficult situations. I don't mean that we've caused them, but we're the victim of them. Just go to the Lord and say, "Lord, help me out of this. Stand with me." He will care for you. Even if you can't see him and you can't hear him, if you call on him, he will hear you. And he will answer in some way. He might just bring sudden peace to the whole thing, or he might show you another way to go. It'll come. It'll come through perhaps other people, but it's God speaking to your heart often. Brothers and sisters, God's right here. He's right beside us right now. And he wants us to know that we have a Savior, that that's not just something for thousands of years ago, that's now. In this year, we have a Savior. If you've sinned, please turn to the Lord and ask forgiveness. Please. If you're Catholic, please go to confession. Please turn to him and let God heal you so that he can give you new strength to deal with whatever is happening right now. And he will. God will help you. Psalm 46 tells us, "The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob." God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. "Therefore we fear not, though the earth be shaken, and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth." Brothers and sisters, we need to believe in him, or at least want to believe in him, to experience these kinds of things. God will care for you, and it won't be in the way you think another person would comfort you. God will strengthen you. He will help you. Believe me, brothers and sisters, he loves you so much. I remember many years ago, I was just in my teens, and I was walking on the street going from store to store looking for different clothes. And I walked into this one store, and I just felt, it wasn't like God was telling me something, but I just felt that, like an urge to go back to this portion. And when I looked and I actually found what I wanted, And the woman who was waiting on people, she came over and she said, "Oh, good, you found something." And I said, "Where did this come from?" "Oh," she said, "we've had this on just another shelf for a while." And I thought, "I've been looking for it for a long time." She said, "Well, you found it, so it's yours." And I just remember walking out of that store saying, "God, I think you did that for me." Even the people who were working in that store, "Where did you get that?" And I said, "It was right there." And they said, "Oh." They were surprised too. Now, where did that come from? God would just make it an opportune moment. That's right. He never shows himself, at least to me. And I don't think he will. But I do know that he's there and he loves us. And when we're really in difficulty, please, as I've told you before, please go to him first and ask him. Say, "Lord, help me to know what to do. Help me to know when to do it. Lead me." Don't just go on your own instincts. Ask him first. And if he doesn't say anything, then just go. When I say, it can come through another person who walks up to you and says something, and you think, "Oh, never thought of that." He can do it in all kinds of ways. You pick up a magazine. You might see something and thought, "Boy, that sounds really good. I never thought of it." Take a good look. Was it God? Because he loves you. He loves you before, deeper and wider than any of us could have ever experienced on this earth. He loves us, and he will take care of you. I don't mean that happens every time. It doesn't. But there are times when it actually does. Do you believe in him? Do you want to follow him? The Gospel of John, chapter 5. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos, and in these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" And the sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm on my way, someone else gets down there before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Brothers and sisters, there's more to this gospel, but I have so little time right now, and I just want to say to you, bring every need you have to God first, then turn to other people, because God often works through other people to help you. But ask God first, "Show me, help me, lead me." And then if you think you should go to some person, then go there, and God will give you all the wisdom and help that you need. May you grow in faith. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.